Shenamar, the pasuk says, "Kol gei yinaseya." Like any low place will be picked up. So Kitza, like Ran says, Rabbi Yosef wanted to teach Rava the need of another. That's why I spoke about these psukim. Tomorrow says Tanya. We learned like this. Ha'noidim in adogon. Says now Mishnah, if you're making this a neder, you can't eat. Dogon is osur af b'pul ha'mitzri yovish. You're allowed to eat, or this is the Mishnah before we had, Tosefta, you're allowed to eat this pul ha'mitzri type of a bean, if it's yovish. When it's dry, it's omer to gather together, to make like a digun, a gathering out of it. Therefore, it's b'chlal dogon. But a mutter balach, kozman is still fresh and wet, then it's omer to eat by itself, not to gather it together, it's not called dogon. Then you're mutter balach. Umut of iris. Who are then you allowed to eat rice? Rice is not called dogon. Bechilka betirga subatisna. He's also, Rashduran says, chita nechlekas lebeis. Vice is we chop the wheat into two, or echel gimel into three, tistis, echel dalid. These things are not called dogon anymore. It's called like cereal already. But once you chop up the wheat into two or three or four, then it's not called dogin, you're mutter with that type of wheat. What about Hanoide min teiras hashana? Somebody makes this, it's a neder, he won't have enjoyment from fruit that grows that year. Is also b'chol teiras hashana. You also teeth any fruit that grew that year, anything that grew that year is also. What a mutter b'gdiyim, but you're allowed to eat a gdi, a kid, of a tloyim and the lambs, over cholov, you allowed to eat milk, over baits, and with eggs, over gozola, some with young chickens, because these are not called teres hashana, these are not things that grew, it's not called the peri of that year. For your mama, let's say the person said, gedule shonolai, anything that grows this year, lav dafka from teresaurus that grows out of the ground, but gedule shon, anything that grows, then also the kulin, then there's also with all these things, because all these things grow this year. The Ran says, "V'yomam agedule shana layosu mekulan miyodavka b'shloi osrin olav el zman sheyochol amad boy avul yerlam lehevin nidra klal sheyeshlo lekaymoi." If you made a neder like for your lifetime, it's not shayach to keep such a neder like that. So therefore, the neder is not chal. It's like an nidra shov. If you made a neder for 1 week, you won't need all these things. Like you won't need anything that grows this year, which come out. That's everything, and all the food. Like everything come out grows throughout the year, so then you come out, you can't eat anything, come out, maybe just water you could eat. So that nether can't be kept too long. So you have to only make a nether for a day or two, then the nether is chal. But if you said anything that grows this year, then you also the kula. The Gemara in Minu have a kasha. Al dover shen gedulim in orts. The Gemara in Brochus that says that what about things that don't grow off the ground? Is oim eshakon yebdvaroi. Things that don't grow off the ground, then the bracha is shakel. But Tanya will learn like this: ala melech on salt, the ala zomis like salt water, the al kineim apatrios type of mushrooms is oimer shakel niyev dvaroi. So chura, why is the mushrooms called? It's not gedulim in aretz. The chura grows out of the ground. So why is mushrooms called not gedulim in aretz? And Amra Abaye answered: mirbo rover meyaria. It's not get true. It looks like it grows out of the ground. But Menat Miyavira Yanki, where does the mushroom get its nourishment from? From the ear, not from the ground. Vloy Meyari, not from the ground. Therefore, you don't make a bar priyadoma, but you make a shakola mushrooms. For the Mara Bokatoni, Al Dover Shein Gedulim Minoritz, it says on Sunday does not grow out of the ground. So, Chura, here mushrooms again grow out of the ground. So, if they grow out of the ground, why do you want to make a shakol? Tony, rather learn like this. The klal over there is Al Dover Shein Yoinik Minoritz. Talocha to make a borei pri adama means it has to get its nourishment from the ground. But things that do not get its nourishment from the ground, like mushrooms, on that you only have to make a shakol. You do not make a borei. You do not make a borei pri adama. Mishnah says hanoida min haksus. Someone makes nitzan neder, he can't have a journal from a coat. He asks himself on a ksus, on a coat, is mutter v'sak. He's allowed to throw a sack over himself, over yuria and curtains, over chamila and a blanket. Because that's not called a coat. A coat means something that's omit to wear. And these things are not like clothing. But the Ran says, la mikri ksus. These things are not called a ksus. A ksus means clothing. Just to throw a blanket over you, even though you're having enjoyment from it, but that's not the chlala clothing. So if you only made an issa, you can't have enjoyment from clothing, from a ksus, Yishno sacks and curtains and blankets are mutter. What about Omar Koinein Tzemer, Euler Alai? Makes an istaneda that wool can't go on top of me. Koinein Tzemer, any type of wool, Euler Alai, can't go on top of me. In such a case, is mutel his chasois begizei tzemer. He's allowed to cover himself with a bundle of wool. In other words, what he meant to say is, koinem tzemer oilu lai, poshi meant clothing. Ma shen ken, like the Ran says, shen of a marsh me'elu levisha. He meant to say is he can't wear clothing made out of wool. But just to throw a bunch of wool, gizei tzemer, a bundle of wool, that would be mutter. Because as mashma, koinem tzemer oilu lai means, things that go on top of me the way I wear them. A clothing. A type of a wool clothing I can't wear. But just to throw wool on top of me, that would be mutter. What about if he says, ha pishtin oil olai? He's making this a nether he can't have a German from flax. So again, mutter les chaslas bianitze pishtin. You're allowed to throw on top of you a bundle full of flax. Because tam ha pishtin oil olai means clothing made out of flax. Linen clothing, that you can't do. But if it's not clothing yet, it's just a bundle of the pishtin of flax, anitzei pishtin, the raw flax, that you let it throw on top of you. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it depends. It depends how the neider is, what he meant exactly, what was the situation. Depends. Hakol ufi anoider, depends how he was when he made the neider. What about toyin v'yaziyah? He was carrying a bundle of wheat or pishtin, and he was sweating away from it, v'yaziyah. When you start to sweat, it makes it smell not good, and it couldn't take the smell of the wet flax or the wet wool. When you sweat and you have wool on, it starts to smell. And he said then, he made an istinedin then that he doesn't want any wool or flax on top of him. So then for sure, the locher is mutlas chasois. He's allowed to wear clothing made out of wool, because that's not what he meant to make the isser on. But for yosol lahashul achurov, what he's not allowed to do is he can't throw a piece of wool or a bundle of flax on him. Because that's what he meant to, that's what he meant in his nether. He was carrying on his back a bundle of wool, a bundle of flax. And he was sweating and it started to smell. And he made this a nether, I don't want to have to do with this wool, with this flax. So you know what he meant? He meant this, I can't carry anymore a bundle of flax. Well, Shenkin, clothing is not talking about. Clothing is not so bad, from that you don't sweat. Just by wearing your clothing, so that was not part of his nether. So if Rabbi Yehuda says, Pashut, it depends what the situation is. What he meant to say, did he mean the levisha, or did he only mean not to carry a bundle of wool or a bundle of flax? So more said like this. Tanya we learned. Ha noide min aksus. If someone makes an instant nether, he can't have a German from clothing. From a coat. Is mutti besak. He's allowed to put on him a sack. It's not called clothing. Over yiriya with curtains. Over chamila with a blanket. But the osir, he can't wear bapunda, a type of a belt. Ran says, ozo cholul, a hollow belt. Over peskiya, also type of a belt, the stomach. Over skurtkurtiya, we'll soon see what that is. Over kadvila. So Ran says, kula mine mabushim, shalor. So all type of leather clothing. Kumaforish, mai sekatiya, kitunya ditzola. It's like two underpants made out of leather. Choluk shalor, shaloshim, avdanim, albigdayim. Kitsu, a different type of leather clothing. So, he's not allowed to wear these clothing, because these things are clothing. He made an ism nether not to have a German from ksus, from type of clothing. So, he's mutter with sacks and curtains and blankets. But these type of clothing, even though they're made out of leather, like a leather belt, still it's also, that's the chiddush, these are cool clothing. Yeah, the antliya type of socks, or the flinya, or mechnesayim, the koyver who had in a hat. Even though these things are made out of leather, it's mechlala deger. It's called ksus. It's also. Now the Gemara says, "My uskartia." What is that? Or maraba barbachona kituna detzola. Means like a leather kituna, an underpants made out of leather. Kituni, the leather type of clothing. That's the chiddush that these are also the chlal clothing. I don't think they're not clothing, no. It's Mechlal Ksus. Tanya will learn like this. Yoitzin besak over. On Shabbos, you're allowed to go out with a thick cloth, with a thick sack. Yoitzin besak over. So Ron learns b'Shabbos. And v'loyer mina masiyu, we don't say you're carrying something. That's the question on Shabbos, what's called clothing that you're allowed to wear, and what's called a bundle that you're carrying it. So you're allowed to go out with a thick sack. V'loy sack mamish, not mamish a sack, elokein sack. That's only the sefer royim yesim sakim, mashm only shepherds could go out with sacking, because that's the derech for them to wear it. Here it means a thick clothing like a sack, you're allowed to go out. Uviskus over. Who didn't go out with a thick skus? Also another type of a clothing you're allowed to go out with. Uvi yiriyah, you could go out with the yiriyah with curtains, or the chamila with blankets. If it's raining outside, and you want to use these things to protect yourself from the rain, it's mutter. Avoloi b'teva, but Islam can't put a box on top of you. In other words, these things go around your beged, around your body, and they're like a clothing. Therefore, you're allowed to wear these things on Shabbos. It's called you're going out with clothing. Ma'ashenkein, avoloi b'teva, time to walk out with a box. If it's raining outside on Shabbos, you want to put a box on top of your hat and walk outside with it, that's also, because the box is not called clothing. Even though it's protecting you from the rain, but you're not allowed to walk out with a box. V'loy b'kupa, not with a basket. V'loy b'machtzelis, and not with summer mat. A mat is not something you wear for clothing, that's not like bottle to the goof. Like this, we said, as far as clothing, since it's protecting your body, it's bottle to the goof. But it has to be something that's a derech for people to wear. If it's something that derech you wear, then the svar is it's bottled to your body, it's not cool you carrying it out. Mashenka, these things, a box, and a basket, and a mat, these are not things usually you wear, it's not called a malbish, so they're not bottled to the goof. So even though you want to wear them out to protect yourself from the rain, there's no heter, you're like carrying it, there's no heter to walk out with these things to protect yourself from the rain. But harayim, the people that are shepherds, that go out with the animals all day, yaitzim besakin. Then they're allowed to go with a sack. Because by them, that's a derech for them. To go out to protect themselves from the rain. For l'royim b'vad omru, and now not only shepherds could go out with it, elokol adam, anybody could go out with it. Eloshadir b'chom b'hoiva. The chom talk about the most normal case. The normal case to go out with sacks is a roy of the shepherd. But once the shepherd does it, once some type of people go out with type of sacks, then we say they make it into a clothing, and now anybody could go out with it. That's the Chiddush. Some people wear it, so it's called a Malbish. If it's called a Malbish, then anybody could walk out with it. It's called a Malbish for anybody. Right, and now Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hakel Ufi HaNeder. Yehuda says it depends how you made the Lashon of Neder. Did you mean to include the clothing of wool, or you meant to clothe even a piece of wool? Yeah, I'll turn over. Yes, if you do aine hakel ufi anoider. Tanya will learn like this. Ketzad omer Reb Yehuda hakel ufi anoider. How is the case? When does Reb Yehuda say it depends what situation you are when you make the neder? This is the case. Hayolovers tzemer. Person was wearing wool. The heitzar, and it started to bother him. Was bothering him. The wool was too hot. The omer, and he said, koinem tzemer oilu alai. I'm making this a neder not to wear wool. And here he was wearing a lovish, he was wearing a woolen shirt, or woolen suit. He was wearing wool as a clothing, and it was too hot. And he made an issa neder now not to wear wool. So in such a case, for sure, also lilvish, he is not allowed to wear any type of woolen clothing, but to omit a lot litoin, but he's allowed to just take a piece of wool and throw it on his back. That is not the klala's neder. What about toyotoyin pishtun? Let's say he was wearing pishtun, flax. He was wearing clothing. The Yazid, and he started to sweat. The Yomer, and he said, no, Toyin Pishtun means not clothing. He was just carrying a sack of flax. Now he wasn't wearing it as clothing. He was Toyin Pishtun. He was carrying pieces of flax. The Yazid, and he started to sweat. The Yomer, and he said, Koinem Pishtun Oilu Alai, I'm making an Issa Neder that flax cannot go on top of me. In such a case, Mutal Lulvash, he's allowed to wear it. Because that's not what his kavana. What was bothering him was the fact he was carrying the flax and started to smell. But to wear clothing, that would be all right. But for Yosel Litton, but the Yisra is he can't carry, to go and carry the flax, that was Bechlal's neder. So the Kitzu we say is totally again what the situation was, what he meant to say. Next Mishnah. Hanoidim in Abayis. Somebody makes a nisim neder not to go into a house. Is mutav aliyah. You're allowed to go into the attic, upstairs. Upstairs not called a house. A house means downstairs, not the aliyah. Give me Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. V'chom mar v'chom say no, aliyah b'chal habayis. The attic upstairs is also called part of the house. It doesn't mean like a double two-story house. That avad upstairs and downstairs is both the house. Stand aliyah means the equal living quarters are downstairs, and you stand, you have an attic and upstairs. So the question is that called part of the house or not? But the mayor says no, and the chum said yes, that's the claw of the house. Hanoidim in aliyah, let's say you only make an isim there not to enjoy and not to go into the aliyah, then for sure mutab abayis. You, since you said the word aliyah, you did not mean to include the house. You only meant to make an isim on the aliyah, on the upstairs, the attic, you can't go into. So Ran says, to the Reb Meir, aliyah leisa v'chlau bayis. Rabbanan Paul Galay, the Svirlo de aliyah v'chlau bayis. Miyamoydah de noydah min aliyah mutab abayis. That everybody agrees. Machlokes is, when you say the word bayis, you mean to include everything, either the upstairs, or maybe just the main part of the downstairs. But if you say clearly the aliyah, since you didn't say bayis, you said aliyah, then for sure you meant only the attic, and not the downstairs. Moros says, Mantan, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? That the bayis, l'raboy says the Yitziyah. With Ash and Apostle, in the base Eros Achuzaschem, the bayis means even the Yitziyah, something that's hanging out. So Rav Zeran says the bias is siv b'nigay batim. Says in the Parsha, if you have a nega in the house, tain of base eros achazaschem. If you have a house on Eretz Yisrael, the rabbi says he yitziyah. That the bias means even a beam that's projecting going outside the house. Kachi agirsa b'nischois. We are mimut eseft l'gassin and lay. Should be a tzvua, bias tzvua min etzvainim. Kitzav says, right, the bias, the rabbi says yitziyah, that's our gersa. And who did the bias, the rabbi says aliyah. In an extra word, babayis, to include the aliyah, the upstairs of the house, also could have an isenega. So who's the man, the yom, you need an extra posuk, like an extra base, babayis, to include the aliyah. Master, if I would have just said the word bias, I would not mean the aliyah, I would only mean the downstairs. So the chur, amrav chizda, rabbi meyahi. The chur, this drosha goes according to rabbi meyah. That stam bias only means downstairs. It does not mean the upstairs. That's why Hilchos Negoyim, the Torah has to say babayis, an extra base, to include even the upstairs also. So that's only according to Rav Meir. The Rabbanim, because if it goes according to Rabbanim Shita, Ha'amri Rabbanim say, Aliyah b'chlal abayis. You should know the Aliyah, the upstairs, is part of the house. So if so, lomali krua babayis, the Rebuyay. What does the Torah have to say, an extra base, babayis, to include the Aliyah, Shita? If the Torah would have just said the word bias, if you have a neger in the bias, I would automatically know that the aliyah also has the isa negoyim. What do I need a base for? So therefore, Sarai, this drasha goes according to Rav Meir and not according to Chachamim. Abayi Rama, no. Abayi says could be no. Afilu teme rabbonin. Even according to the rabbonin, it says in our Mishnah, when you say bias, you mean the aliyah, the upstairs also. Still here, we need a pasuk. Hatayu boi yikro. Because the Salko Daita Chamina, here I would have thought to say, the Apostle says, Babayis Eros Achazaschem Ksiv. It says, the bias of the Oris, of Eretz Yisrael. So I would have thought to say, the Mechubo Ba'ar Yoshmei Bayis. You know what's called a house here by Negoyim? It says, Babayis Eros Achazaschem. Means the house has to be part of Eretz Yisrael. So maybe only the downstairs, that's mamish, the floor is mamish attached to the ground, that's called the Bayis. Babayis Eros Achazaschem. That's what I would have thought maybe. By Negoyim, it's only on the downstairs that's mamash attached to the ground. Of a Bayis Aliyah, the upstairs, Holoi Mechaba Bari, it's not mamash attached to the ground. There's the whole first floor separating it from the ground mamash. So Neil, I would have thought maybe there's no Tumas Negoyim on the upstairs. Therefore, even according to Chachamim, I need an extra base here. The bias is the rabbis know, even the aliyah, the upstairs, also has this negoyim. So it could be this brayser, this drasha, goes according to everybody. Mor says, Taman Lav, who is the goal like? Hodi Yom Rav Huna. Barachiyah Mishmei Dula. That's Rav Huna, Barachiyah said the name of Hula. That the bias, the base, Ani Mechlechor. Somebody says, I'm selling you a house in my house. I'm selling you, not just on my house, but I said, bayis bebeisi, a house in my house I'm selling you, is mareyo aliyah. then you have a right to show him you meant to sell is the upstairs. I have a right to say all I meant to sell to you is just the upstairs. So the diyak, time of the yomalei bayis shebebesi ani mechlecho. Since he said this double lush in a house, in my house, then we could say you meant to say the aliyah, the upstairs. Avo bayis tam, but mashma, if he only said the word, I'm selling you a house, I'm selling you bayis, then ain't a mar aliyah. Then mashma, you can't show him the upstairs, that's not called a house. So who's this man the yomah that the aliyah is not called a house? Only if you say bayis bedesi, then you mean to include the aliyah also. So chur lema Rav Meihi. The chur's mashma goes on according to Rav Meihi. Because according to Chachamim, if you say the word bayis, it should also mean the aliyah. Tumor says no. I'll tell you really, afilu teima rabbonin. Maybe this b'risa could also go according to the rabbonin. And my aliyah, you know what the word aliyah means? It means me'ula shebabatim. It means the best one of your house. That's what it means to say. If you say bat, that's what the b'risa means to say. If somebody says bayis bebeisi on the mechlecho, if I'm going to sell you a house in my house, you know what that means? That means a perfect house. The best one of my houses. So if that's the lashon you said, min aliyah doesn't mean the upstairs, but it means min amalia. It means the best type of a house you have to give him. That's what this b'risa means. So then it can even come out according to Chachamim. Even though stam bayis does not mean an aliyah upstairs, but we're not talking about the aliyah over here. We're not talking about the upstairs. Here we're talking about if you say bayis, but basically you mean to sell him your best house you have. So then in this case, you have to give him the best house. All right, we'll stop here.